Welcome to LA. How do I feel about LeBron becoming a Laker? It's easy. He signed a contract. He could easily help us win more games. Give us something to really brag about again as Laker Nation. But understand that was gonna come either way. And we're Laker fans till we die. So after his contract is up and he's gone, a lot of people would jump ship and be gone afterwards. Not as true Laker fans. We thrive and we survive on purple and gold. That's why we got all them titles and them chips up there. We always find a way back to success. But this is about the king coming to LA. Am I gonna be like ESPN and everybody else and be all over it while I'm amazed by it? Listen, let's see what the man can do. He hasn't brought us a championship. There's not one banner that's been hung in LA because of him. Now, is there the high potential to be? Yes. I don't think it will be this upcoming year. I think we'll do good. But I think it's the following 3 years of the contract that will really take off. And if he wins in this Lakers uniform, am I willing to put him as the greatest of all time? The answer is no. And that's another conversation for another day. But if he wins here, and he wins with a lot less than what he's ever won with before, and I do mean win it all, not just get there, then he'll achieve some things that I can honestly say he deserves to be in that conversation for the greatest of all time. I'm a Kobe guy, but let's be honest, his body didn't hold up. If it would have, who knows? But it didn't. We're not going to shoulda, coulda, woulda, a whole bunch of things. Again, King James, welcome to LA. As far as it goes with all the bandwagon fans that are jumping on, we got temporary seats in the back and on the bottom decks. All the VIP and first class seats are reserved for Lakers Nation. You have to have been a Lakers fan for at least 10 plus years to get VIP or first class seats. Besides that, welcome to LA, City of Dreams.